The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, bit of a siren special this podcast. Going to hear from Beth Dick shortly on her return, but first, I've been speaking to Leslie McDonald.
Delighted with our squad for this season. It was really important for us to maintain the majority of last, but still adding the strength that we have this season. And obviously having the likes of Lindsay G back and Brownie again just adds an additional strength that we've always had from a signings perspective, but obviously not from last year. So they've worked really hard to get themselves back into the signings team again. I think that's really important for us to ensure that we had that consistency as well from that perspective. So yeah, I'm absolutely delighted with the squad going forward this season.
Claire and Lindsay, though, obviously back into the squad, but they would have been around training and just been in regular contact through their time away?
Oh, absolutely. Brownie obviously had a bit of a dual role last season before she stepped out to have our little one. So she obviously had a huge influence on how the team performed off the court anyway. So, and Lindsay, obviously with the knowledge and experience she has, it was really important to keep her in the environment. So we definitely had the rewards of having her in and around the team. And again, from both their perspective, it's just ensuring that they are also having a connection with the team. So, as I say, they've both worked really hard to get back in there. So we're just delighted to ensure that they're back in the mix again.
Fans of the league will easily admit that when they were watching Sirens, it was some really attractive netball.
Yeah, and that's obviously something that we've worked really hard to try and achieve. And obviously last season, for everyone, was quite a difficult season, but at the same time, it allowed us to really come together as a group and try and understand what we really wanted to show when we're on the court as well. And I think for this season in particular, it's really important that we now have consistency back-to-back, that we keep progressing as a group and to show, keep showing what we can, that real attacking style that we've got on the court. So certainly there's a good opportunity for us to keep that drive, but ensure that we are still challenging for those top positions as well.
What's it been like for you over the last couple of weeks as coach? Obviously, you'd have been able to speak to players about who you wanted to maintain, but what's it like mentally, I suppose, just wanting to try and keep as many players from last season on board and looking at options that might be elsewhere?
I think it's always a difficult time for both coaches and players to ensure that we've got the right balance within the team, but also, like you say, ensuring we've got we want to try and maintain a large part of that group, particularly off the back of last season. And it's a little bit of a trait within Siren sometimes we've not been able to maintain the consistency that we've had from back-to-back seasons. So certainly that's something that we wanted to try and achieve by maintaining the majority of the squad, but also ensuring that we've got additional strength within that. And we've identified some key areas just to ensure that we're adding some extra additions to that to ensure that we keep that progression through the season.
We heard from Taylor last week, and in a minute we'll hear from Beth, who's obviously naturally buzzing just to be back. last season, I mean, a couple of the results went the right way. You did everything you could, and it was maybe just a technicality in the end, but maybe some of your own personal highlights for last season?
Oh, I think there was quite a lot of highlights, to be fair.
Take as long as you need.
Certainly as how we formed as a group, I think, was a personal highlight. The group itself, we're starting to create a really driven culture within the environment, and they're challenging each other. It's very competitive to get into the squad. It's very competitive to get into 12, and again, it's a competitive environment to then get into that starting seven. So that was one of the key highlights for me last season, that we continued to push each other, and that obviously showed as we got onto the court how driven and how competitive we were within those close matches in particular. And obviously we had a couple of matches that we didn't quite get over the line, but I think the biggest improvement for me was the fact that we learned from those situations, and then when we got to the latter end of the season, we started to push the scoreboard in our favour, and then we took those wins that were where we should have potentially taken in the first half. So for me, that's the development of the players and their ability to learn very, very quickly within the season environment to then put that on the court in the next game. So for me, it shows to me the desire, the learning capabilities, and also their attitude to the game is where we want our culture to be and for that to be successful.
We already know next season that home and away fixtures are going to be back in operation. So how important is it to get home fans back?
Ah, it's great. Like, they were brilliant for us last season, supporting us from their couches, if you like. And so to have them back in the stadium is going to be absolutely massive for the players and also for the fans. And we just want to make sure that we give them something to shout about, to be honest, yeah. That we keep driving our successes forward, but at the same time they get the opportunity to have that with us. And I think that'll be such an important thing for the players as well, that they start to hear that side and tribe in the crowd, and they take that and they use that within the court as well. And there's so much support that we've got around the UK that we want to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to be involved in those match day experiences.
The nice thing is as well, memberships are back on sale.
Yeah, and it's great, and it's obviously something that we want to encourage as many people to come out and support. As I say, we love the Science Tribe so much, and the amount of support that they provide us, that we hope that that's something now that's out there and we want them to be involved in. So I really do hope that we get to see as many of those Science Tribes in the crowd as possible. So I suppose it's a little bit of a pick up, get online and book your tickets, etc. plea. But at the same time, I don't think there'll be any issues with attracting people in to watch us this season by the amount of opportunities now that people have to see us around in Scotland, etc. Then hopefully that will then pull them in and watch us.
SirensNetball.com for more on that. And finally, fans are going to get a bit of a first look at Fast Five on October the 30th. How are you doing in training for that at the minute?
We start training for Fast Fives this week. So we're looking forward to getting back out there on court and just having a bit of fun, to be honest. It's always fun, Fast Fives, and something at the start of the season that the players always look forward to being involved in. Unfortunately, we've not been involved for the last couple of seasons, so the players are actually, they're buzzing for it. So I'm excited to see what we do and be involved in that and as are the players.
Well, Claire's already got a win on the cards at least, so that's all right. Yeah, she
made sure that she let us know that she's going back to try and win that trophy again.
Hi, I'm Sue Gordian, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Great to hear from Leslie there. And now we can hear from one of the players who's going to be returning for next season, Beth Dix.
If I'm honest with you, it was a bit of a no-brainer this year. I couldn't have asked for anything more from them last season. Obviously, it was... my third year in Super League, but the only year I've really had a breakout and been given an opportunity to actually get on court. So if I'm honest, I was really excited that they wanted me back. And yeah, I couldn't have asked for more from them this year. So yeah, easy decision.
And she'll tell me off next time I see her, but that big massive carrot called Tamsin must have helped.
I mean, Tamsin, I'm not shy about saying I'm a big fan of Tamsin. I think she's incredible. And having that calibre of coach up there with obviously Karen and Leslie, it was also a big pulling factor, I won't lie.
How have they developed your game? How have you grown?
Just their knowledge and their understanding of the game. A lot of people can tell you what to do, but they can't tell you how to do it. And those coaches up there are very good at breaking it down, looking at video, going over it, showing you where you're going wrong, and then they implement it into your training as well. So Scotland have got such a big program, and the Institute of Sport helps so much that even now in my pre-season programs, all working towards little aspects of my game that I want to improve. And that's all from their breakdown from last year. So it's just incredible, really.
The facilities sound off the scale. What they're like?
Yeah, they are. So ahead of the game, if I'm honest with you. Every day we have these apps on our phone. We do wellness, how our body's feeling, what training we have today. And like I said, even in my pre-season training program, every day I've got, whether it's a rest day, whether it's sprint training, whether it's cardio, whether it's a weight session, it's all broken down for you. And yeah, the facilities are incredible. And I can't wait to play at the home stadium next year.
Prem's back. What kind of things have you been doing off season just to keep yourself kind of in shape?
I've actually been just playing loads of random sports. I'm a big fan of sports in general. So I've been playing a bit of tennis, a bit of football. So I like to do different stuff in the off season. But getting back now, obviously been at Prem, it's good prep now to get my match fitness up, and really excited to see what I can put out there before the season starts.
Well known for your dodgeball as well. Did you hear Gretel?
I did hear that she was interested in dodgeball. Yeah, I mean, what a fun sport, and I loved playing. And I won't say too much, but I'm hoping I'll get back to it at some point.
I suppose having that extra sport mindset help?
Definitely. It's more just understand, like, tactical understanding and reading different situations. And dodgeball's a very reactive sport, and you're having to make decisions on the spot, and obviously all the other stuff that comes with it, like the dodging, the agility, the catching. So yeah, it's definitely transferable. It could have only helped.
Last season, on a bit of a technicality at least, Sirens just missed out on the final four.
Yeah.
What was that like as a player? Was it quite tough to deal with? You were still strong.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult. I don't think anyone expected us to produce what we produced last year. And it was exciting to be able to take on top four teams and really push them. I think as a team, we were very close, and I think we all sort of helped each other and just pushed on. And we just thought, well, it's out of our hands really at the end of the day. So it's nothing we can control, and we controlled what we could control, and that was our own performance. So we just tried to get on with it.
And you can't deny the fact you picked up so many fans throughout the season.
Yeah, it was incredible. The support from everyone, all the tweets every week, we all sent in the group chat such lovely tweets that we were getting. And some teams after we played them would even say, oh, Sirens, we're really rooting for you, what a great game. And that's just lovely to know that everyone's supporting you. It's just a real boost, and it was lovely for the team.
What's it like for you having people like Emma in the squad and people like Claire Max? And just, I mean, I could go through the entire squad, but is there anyone in particular that's best buds with? Always a roomie with?
That's a tough one, because I'm actually really close. I was a bit nervous going up there, but I was actually turned out to be really good friends with the half the team. So I could name all of them. Obviously, Barry and Neve in the circle, I grew really close with them. It was really important to have those connections when we were playing together all the time. But my middies, Gia and Taylor, we are best buds, always shared rooms and stuff. So yeah, they were all great. And obviously Claire, her experience was second to none. So it was just great. The whole squad, like you say, you could name the whole squad. Tawera, I mean, what a fantastic player. So
yeah. What about what Karen and Leslie have also brought to your game?
I mean, like I said, I just think their understanding of the game and helping me to understand what I need to do every week with video and just constant feedback. And then they'd put that into training sessions. They are incredible coaches, and I can't wait to work with them again.
The squad for next season, are you happy with it?
Very excited. I think we'll do some damage in the league, and I can't wait for it.
And it'll be nice just to get back at the arena in front of fans.
Yeah, I obviously have never played at the home arena Emirates, which is crazy when you think about it. So I cannot wait to get to the home game and play in front of some fans. I'm really excited for it.
Sirensnetball.com has all the latest from the club in the close season, and you can always send us a DM with news and information from your club. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.